This is Bloomberg Markets with Lisa Abramowitz and Paul Sweeney on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, 2019 has been what Lisa Abramowitz has, I think, correctly coined the everything rally year. Everything seems to have done.
I can't take credit for that.
I like it, though.
I'm not taking credit for it. Carry on.
Everything rally. That includes gold. So, which kind of, given we've seen risky assets go to see gold move up 20% off its June low. Also very interesting to get a sense of what's going on in gold and the metals market and other things financial. We welcome Frank Holmes, CEO and Chief Investment Officer of U.S. Global Investors, based in San Antonio, Texas. So, Frank, again, I'm just looking at my gold chart here. And since early June, gold now has rallied about 20%. What's behind that?
Negative real interest rates. Bloomberg has a beautiful function. It'll let you take a look at all the government bonds around the world. And you saw the peak took place in August, when it was a record number of government bonds were offering negative real interest rates to try to stimulate economic activity. And that's the great imbalance that we have. The balancing of the economy's fiscal and monetary policies. The fiscal policies are tax and regulation, monetary is money supply, and real interest rates. And the unprecedented number of bonds that are offering negative real interest rates to try to stimulate economic activity is a catalyst for gold to trade higher.
So this is an important point, that we've had negative yields for years now, but this year we actually saw inflation tick up beyond where the yields were. In other words, there was a sense that you were losing money by parking it in bonds. Is that the idea here? And that was the sort of the shift in 2019 versus the other years where there also were negative interest rates?
Well, no, it is part of it. It's a good comment you make. But I think it really is, if you take a look at the aggregate number, it hit an all-time high in August, and that's when gold hit an all-time high. So we're seeing a strong correlation by, I guess, quant macro funds that are going long gold every time that trend starts momentum of more and more government sovereign bonds going in negative yields. But the inflationary in the U.S. is real, especially if you look at prices at Target and Walmart. And Target and Walmart are critical for covering the upper middle class down to the lower class and all classes in that range. And we're seeing inflation running 5 to 6%. With the tariff war. So you are seeing, it doesn't show up in CPI numbers, but the real consumer going out and buying products is experiencing inflation pushing 6%.
So, Frank, where do you think gold, I'm looking at gold here, $1,521 an ounce, $1,521. Where's your expectation for gold maybe a year from now?
Well, it's easy for gold to go up or down 20% in any rolling 12-month period for the past 15 years. It's his DNA of volatility 70% of the time. So I think you could see gold track up to 1,800, maybe take out the 1,900 high that took place in 2011. And the reason why I say that is because this imbalance between monetary and fiscal policy decision makers is still not resolved itself. There's only countries that have really lowered corporate taxes or creating tax-free zones or incentives are America and China. Now, fortunately, they're 40% of global trade, and that's an important macro factor. But I think that the rest of the countries, especially Europe and Japan, there's no conviction to actually streamline the regulations, which have been growing at a 20% CAGR for the past decade.
All right, so we covered gold. Let's move on to oil. We're seeing oil prices surging this year, or I guess surge is the wrong word. They've risen significantly, and of late they have been rising. How much more space is there in this rally, in your opinion?
I think that oil will run into difficulty, $80. The frackers are just an incredible game changer. And you know, we saw this morning out of Russia that, in fact, they're lowering some of their five-year gas contracts to Europe. Now, this is great for global economic activity, but it's not so great for the energy stocks.
So it's interesting. You know, when I think about gold, it's a commodity, obviously, supply and demand. It seems like demand has been really the determinant of where oil is going to trade. If there's a trade deal out there easing trade tensions, oil can rally. If we have a bad tweet about trade between the U.S. and China, oil tends to pull back. How are you thinking about oil in 2020? Is it really demand-driven or supply-driven?
I think it right now is still supply-driven. And I think the the technological breakthroughs in America have, in addition to the Ubers of the world, how we've changed transportation, we've changed the energy dynamics. So I think that it's going to be definitely supply is going to be strong coming out of the U.S. They keep lowering the price of them, cost of them finding energy. They have a surplus of energy. In fact, earlier this year, electricity prices in Houston went to zero from the surplus of electricity, and not only from gas, but from windmills, et cetera. So I think it's a game changer.
Frank Holmes, thank you so much for being with us, and Happy New Year to you. Frank Holmes is Chief Executive Officer and Chief Investment Officer for U.S. Global Investors. Interesting to me about gold, the idea that it really does come back to negative interest rates and the idea that people just are not getting compensated. I do think that the real interest rate, the real rate of return that people are getting when you subtract inflation has been sort of the key.
Yep.
Here. The fact that they're just not getting compensated in bonds. So if you're going to park your money in something, marketing. Gold.
Yes, exactly right. And that's an interesting theory, an interesting take on the market there. But the negative interest rates, I guess we had peaked at $17 trillion worth of securities, now down to around 11 or 12. So come back quite significantly.
Yeah. Coming up, we're going to be taking a look at what's been going on in the Middle East, in particular in Iraq with the Iranian attack and then the U.S. retaliation on Iran and Iraq actually saying, we don't like that. Maybe we shouldn't have troops here anymore. We'll be talking about that. I'm Lisa Abramowitz with Paul Sweeney. This is Bloomberg Markets.